to Georgia now. For the past several minutes, we've been listening to Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard, who has just announced charges in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks at the Wendy's over the weekend. The charges, as the DA has just announced them, felony murder charges against police officer Garrett Rolfe, who shot Rayshard Brooks as he ran away. The DA also said that the second officer who was present at the shooting, Devin Brosnan, will testify on behalf of the state. Now, a felony charge of murder means murder while a felony is being committed, and the DA said the felony in this case is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The possible sentence is life without parole or the death penalty. Remember, Brooks was shot and killed in a Wendy's parking lot after officers found him sleeping in his car. He'd been drinking. What was initially a calm interaction with officers became a scuffle. He, Brooks, was running away with an officer's taser when he was shot. We want to bring back the president of Georgia's NAACP, who has been following this story with us today, James Woodall. James, we're just taking this in. Your thoughts on the announcement of felony murder charges against the police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks?
Well, we believe that this is definitely a step in the right direction. However, we do want to also lift up that in the case that this does not end in the conviction, that these officers do not deserve to be back on the streets.
Well, you're right. This is just a charge. There will be a trial, and you are hoping for a conviction. But your thoughts as you heard the case that the DA laid out, and were you able to listen to much of what the DA was saying?
I was, and my thoughts are just that this continues to happen. We've been here before where we've seen this level of violence continue in our communities, and so we're prepared to work to ensure that these kinds of interactions and experiences do not happen ever again.
Yeah. Well, let's let listeners know, those who weren't able to hear, the DA went out of his way to say that Rayshard Brooks was calm, cordial, cooperative. He exhibited almost a jovial demeanor. He was never informed that he was under arrest, which is required by Georgia law, before he's handcuffed. And the DA seemed to say that when somebody came up from behind him and started to handcuff him without knowing that he was under arrest, they seemed to find that most incriminating.
Right. The simple fact that he's able to have that kind of experience, it happens way too often for African Americans here in the state of Georgia. And so when we talk about self-defense, Mr. Brooks should have had the ability to to protect himself, because he was under an unlawful arrest, because he wasn't notified, and he deserves to know what it is that's happening with him. So I believe that there are some structural adjustments that need to be made to ensure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is just sinking in, I'm sure, but it comes after, you know, so many incidents there in Georgia. This comes on the heels of Ahmaud Arbery's being shot down in a street, chased by a former officer and his son and a friend. Murder charges there as well. Felony murder charges here. Do you feel as if the street protests and George Floyd's death on video have made a shift?
I think, you know, we definitely have seen some progress made in this particular case, but what we do know is that we still have a long way to go. Legislators are still not hearing the urgency of this moment to take into consideration that there is action that they can take right now to be able to address some of these systematic failures. The training is there. The recommendations are there. You know, everybody knows what should happen. But too many times, it just simply does not. So what we're asking is the General Assembly and the legislative leadership to really recognize our demands as the Georgia NAACP to ensure that use of force, to ensure that citizens' arrests are both repealed, and to ensure that bills like the Election Security Act that the Secretary of State is pushing forward to allow for citizens to have a say-so in the democratic process to get these kinds of laws off the books and good legislation on the books to ensure that they have the opportunity to do so.
Well, and by the way, you mentioned use of force. The DA also went out of his way to talk about you know, with lots of photographs, and they said they had viewed 8 videotapes, including those from witnesses. And one of the charges, by the way, against the officer Rolf is shooting at a witness, a bullet that hit a car that someone was sitting in. But they went out of their way to say that at no time did they seem at all afraid of Mr. Brooks, implying that they couldn't have feared for their life, which is the justification for force. Did that bring some solace there?
Well, it's a burning spot for us in our hearts, because way too often we hear that defense line used over and over again, saying that they were in fear of their life, but rather we as African Americans do not get the same luxury and privilege of being able to say we are in fear of our lives. And
James Woodall, I'm going to stop you there. James Woodall, president of Georgia's NAACP, thank you so much.
Thank you.